So Christians, ilang man yun ay bawaan ng sino, isang man yun ay bawaan ang katuyuan o yung anong niya niya ng Ginoo. Why Christ came in this one? Ano na niya siya? Pagpakatao, yan siya, pagpakatao. Pag, isa man, pag, pag, pagluwas sa mga makasasala. Kaya siya so seryoso ba na siya ng mission para sa Ginoo? Labihan ka seryoso. Labihan ka seryoso. Ang Ginoo na mismo mo ininaog. Ang Ginoo na mismo mo inianhi ang soon sa iyang binuhat. Binuhat na niya kalibutan. Nisulod siya sa iyang binuhat ng pakatao. Ni puyo ubang sa mga tao o nakiklever sa mga tao. Ganit so, di pakatao siya diha sa magpalasyo. San nang lagi mo? Kaya di mo mag-uptick sa ang sakay sa uti. Si Jesus ba na tao sa palasyo? Wala. Hindi na malito na. Kaya ang klaro. Na tao si Ginoong Jesus sa pasungan. Isa na niya pagpakatao o ang ipili niya ng mahimugilikanan dili mga inila. Huwag layo ito sa kalibutan ng pagpasigarbo. Muna akong Ginoo, hantod siya ang kamatayon, huwag niya ipili ang kamatayon na dili sakit. Ang kamatayon na iyang ipili, so mao ang pinakasakit o pinakauwaw ng kamatayon. Kung anong gibuhat mo sa Ginoo ang tanan, gikan sa iyang pagnao, gikan sa iyang trono, sa iyang pagpakatao, sa iyang pagpuyo, hantod siya ang kamatayon. Nung gibuhat mo yung tanan, Monay, tawag nila, the essence of Christmas. The essence of the gospel, right? That's the essence of the gospel, son. So, kung inyuhan na ma-appreciate, kung absorb na deep sa inyong hearts, sa pinaka, the inner core, son, sa inyong being, dili ninyo mapugnan sa inyong kagaling ng life, Jeremiah. Ang message sa Ginoo is like fire. Muinit ang iyang lawas sa kinala niya ipagawa sa Ginoo. I'm waiting for it. So, and Christ came to earth to be. In Luke chapter 2 verse 11, when the angel is on proclaimed the birth of the Messiah. When the angel proclaimed the birth of the Messiah to the shepherds who were in the field that time. In Luke chapter 2 verse 11, kanya makita diya ang story. Si Luke Ikson, siya ang sama sa ka-Gentile, diba? Di man siya sa ka-Jew. Siya ang nagbuhat sa iyang gospel account na orderly. Nakita niya. Nabasa din yung whole book. Hello? Better to read the whole book of Luke. It's on very detailed. Very detailed. So, yara niya. Tabaw mo, yara niya ipang-collect. Ipang-collect rin niya. Wala siya mismo, dito siya mo'y nakikuban din ni Jesus sa iyang earthly life. So in Luke chapter 2 verse 11, starting from verse 8, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. So siguro na to, that is not winter, right? If it's winter and so on, no shepherds and sheep in the field. Verse 9, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings. Good tidings. The gospel, the evangelion, son, the message, the good message of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you, name on an angel, there is born to you, shepherds, This day, kini adlawa, in the city of David, unsang city David, asa man, Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Unsa it proclaimed 2,000 years ago, so in plus, the angel proclaimed to the shepherds in the field that there is born to you, kinsa man ang tao, a new religious leader, a new prophet, a new unsa man, a new emperor, there is born to you this day, ningon ang angel, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Kung tanan ko niyo son, kung wala matao unta si Jesus at itong panahon na, unsa may kapuslanan sa inyong existence. Kung wala matao ang Savior, kung wala matao si Jesus in son, at itong panahon na, unsa may kapuslanan sa inyong sabi ko po yun. Nagreputana. Doon na ba'y lamig? Mura na tao na exist in son, then judgment. Kung wala pa ang tamatao ang Savior. Pag niya na natlawa, mauna siya ang good news. Ang good news is so, ang fulfillment sa mga prophecies in the Old Testament na muapot ang anak sa Ginoo, muapot ang manduluwas na diha kaniya magkakaplag o paglaong o kaluwasan ang daghan ng mga tao. O biyausap kaniya is so, pasano niya ato ang mga sala. In Luke chapter 19 verse 10, this is under the category Christ came to earth to be, right? So Christ came to earth to be in Luke chapter 19 verse 10. Saying of not, for the Son of Man is come to what? Two things, right? To seek and to save that which was lost. What's the purpose of Jesus? So, ganun ni ano siya? To seek and to save. Pagpangita o pagluwas. Because the Bible is very clear that there is no creature seeking for God. In contrary, so, ang mga tao nagpahilayo sa Ginoo. When Adam sinned and Eve, they did not run away to God. They ran away from God. Tago nila ilang pagbilingan. But God came into this world its own. Grabe po po sa Ginoo. Inaos siya ang trono to seek lang pagpunita. Nga naman, huwag patamawala, itapunitaon sa Ginoo. So diyan, nakaplagan pa si Ginoo kung saan lang lang. Mahugaw, makasasala, dautan, dilidiyos nun. Di ba? Nag-buot sa iyang kaugalingon. Nag-lakaw, nag-aagi sa iyang kaugalingon, nag-dalan. But God seek us and save us. Amen? Amen. He seek us, and so, iyat ang dipanita. Sa diyan, iyat ang nakitaan, iyat ang nagiluwas. Tanan ba nawala? Tanan ba nawala? Tanan tao? Nawala. So, tanan tao sa dipanita sa Ginoo. Ha? Ano, nanapunta sa particular sa universal. Tanan tao nawala, agree or disagree? Of course, tanan tao nakasala, tanan tao nawala. Tanan ba pangita? Ha? Dili. So, asan natin makita, sir? Jesus said, for the Son of Man is come. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. If all were lost, Ikson, then ang tanang masalaksyon taon. Pagluwason. It's not lying topic. Tananawala apan dutaya ang yahal sa tayahan na di luwas. Amen? Do you agree? Sige. Timbulan na itong pangutahan na niya. So in John 3:17, o sa John 3:16, o sa man? In the case of Kuhon, no? Pero usapa yung son o atagantama ang matag phrase, matag word niya. Kung unsa katang is, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him, in His Son, Jesus Christ, shall never perish, but have everlasting life. In verse 17, it's so, Jesus said, for God sent not His Son. Kaya ginawala ang padala sa iyahang anak into this world to condemn the world. So the first nga coming ni Jesus Ikson, sa una niya pag-anhi, unsa niya mission? To condemn? To judge the world? No. Ang first nga arrival ni Jesus diyan, pag-una niya pag-anhi Ikson, is to save the world. Not to condemn the world, but to save the world. So, particular or universal? Particular or universal? Ito na pa, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, cosmos, right? In Greek, cosmos, mabuti na cosmos. But that the world through Him might be saved. General, particular. Nah. Kamu bias, di mana? Ada ke inyong hal nga dituuhan, particular redemption, particular nilaganan passage. Sige. Anyaran na ito isulutan. In Acts chapter 5, verse 31. Acts 5, 31. Him had God exalted with His right hand. Kinsang gi-exalt si Gino? Si Jesus. To be a prince and a savior. For to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Iso nowhere sa Bible nga, bisan sa history, bisan na mga taong mag-proclaim sila na sila savior. Ang nga na savior, ang title na savior reason is appropriate lang sa, o exclusive lang sa usang katao. Diba? Kinsa man na si Jesus again. Why religion? O nga na religion nung niyankon sila na sila savior. Diba na? Hindi mong pamimbro silang simbahan, hindi mong maluwas. So savior sila. But nowhere in the Bible reason nga dunay lang na claim nga sila savior. Only Jesus. And it's appropriate only for Him and exclusive for Him. So, also in Titus, or no, in 1 Timothy 1:16. So memorize these scriptures and so on. It's very important. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save, kinsa, to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Kinsa man ang nagsulti ani? Kinsa man ang dunsa? For who, of whom I am chief? Kinsa man siya? Paul. Ngayon, ngayon man si Paul, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners of whom I am chief. So, in former life ni Paul, he persecuted the church beyond measure. Ngayon kita beyond measure, so, grabe ang iyang pag-persecute sa church before sa name of Christian. So, nakita ni Paul, nga chief po sa mga sinner. Diba? Labaw siya sa tangan. Ito siya naghihimo. Ikaduha, sa tatong gisgutan ganina, Christ came to earth to be. Right? Christ came to seek and to save which was lost. Christ came to save sinners. And ikaduha, Christ became man's substitute. Dini nato mailan, lang death of Jesus is substitutionary. Do you understand substitutionary? Kung substitutionary, so, what do we mean by that? Kung substitutionary, ni ano siya, dibaylo siya sa imuhang lugar, ni substitute. So, in your place, in your behalf. So, kung ang death ni Jesus is substitutionary, kung ang objection nila is on natong gamitin na Jesus Christ died for every man. Is that biblical? Jesus Christ died for every man. Is that biblical? Yes. Yes. So, kanang objection natong gamitin, if Jesus Christ died for every man, and the death of Jesus is substitutionary, then all men saved and redeemed. Right? Yes or no? Bale sa po kayo, ingon sa po. No. Kung particular man. Guli kini zone. Sige, padayon da. Christ became man's substitute. In Isaiah 53 verse 5. Grabe kung kantaan eh. Itong Bunny's Wounds, We Are Here, right? Familiar? It's a very beautiful song, very nice song. Bunny's Wounds, We Are Here. In Isaiah 53 verse 5, it says, but he, personal pronoun, refers to Christ, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Personal pronoun again, refers to whom? Jesus? Bili ko na po ha. But he, Christ, was wounded, siya samdan, for our transgressions. Na wounded si Christ for our transgressions of whom? Yes. Ang yahang mga katawan. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Substitution. Right? A substitute. Christ became your substitute. He was wounded. A personal connection. Christ was wounded for my transgressions. Christ was wounded for Ira's transgressions. He was bruised for Michelle's iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him and with his stripes. Nanay Lena was healed. Nagi sa mga labod sa Ginoo. Yes. Because ang ibuhat ni Jesus is a substitutionary. He died and he was wounded. He was bruised in your place. Take it to your heart and soul. Kaya nga message. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he had made him, God made Christ to be what? To be, 2 Corinthians 5:21, to be sin. Sabot pa sabot, ano? Gipakasala, gipakasalaan sa Ginoo, sa Diyos, nga man, si Kristo, for us. Sa iyang mga katawahan, who knew no sin? Kisa rin makilaw sa lahat. Si Kristo. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Kita ito rin yung diagram na itong limo din eh. O itong drawing. Ang substitution, ang itabok, ang transaction, ang there is a double transaction. Our sins na transferred to Christ. All our sins, past, present, and future, na butangan niya. And how many Christians in the world? How many sinners? And so, masses of sins na nabutang kan Jesus and His righteousness na transferred o nabutang usab in our account. Di ba na siya? Amen? Grabe yung dinginok sa dino. Eh, kawa pa din niya siya. Dili na. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Is that true? Yes. Christ has redeemed. Giluwas kita o gilukat kita ni Kristo gikan sa tunglo sa balaod. Ngano nga igsoon ang balaod? Nagdala ba siya tunglo? Yes. Sa tanan nga dili makahimo pagkapadayon pagtuman sa balaod, tinunglo. Right? Pero si Kristo siyang nahimo nga tinunglo sa atuang lugar, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that's hung on the tree. Si Jesus mo nahimo tinunglo in your behalf. Di man ka makasunod sa balaod sa Ginoo. Di ka makatuman sa mong pag-share din na sa law sa Ginoo. Niangkod din sila na sila guilty from first commandment to the tenth commandment. So, na there is no way here na sila maka-escape sa judgment sa Ginoo. So, ato i-gather ang gospel and good news. That there is only one Savior who can save you from your sins. Si Jesus Christ sa Ginoo. So, dini, ipadayad, nagilukata si Ginoo, ikan sa tunglo sa balaod. Siya ni mong tinunglo sa puang lugar. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for time. Every one, napod. Particular universal text, right? So Christ tasted death for every man. So ngayon, pilitan mo yun, napod. Alam mo lagi sa iyang katawahan lagi for every man mo lagi na Biblia. How do you reconcile that itself? Hindi ko wala ko Diyos Bapo, hindi ko na at pwede na. Okay, may isgutan din ako. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. Is the Bible ba consistent or inconsistent? Is the Bible consistent or inconsistent? Consistent. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins. Kapila nga nahalad si Kristo? Kausa. So paghalad na pagtuig din, asan din na? So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Inyo gibasa ganina, Christ tasted death for every man, for everyone. In Hebrews 9:38, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Grabe yung plano sa Ginoo. Ang first ni coming ni Jesus, mauang manimo siya nahalad alang sa sala. O ganyan, ikaduha na pagbalik, so dili na paghalad sa sala, kundili ang pagluwas na o paghukom na. So, are you excited? And so, that day, nitinog sa trumpet, na madunggan sa tanan ng tao, are you sure, and so, and how sure you are, na masugat ka sa Ginoo? Diba, sinibulan ka ng lupat na sila, ikaw na agya ko ng pagbigay. As ko yun, kapit ka to it. And so, dili na ko ma-imagine, naging mo ni Paul in Thessalonians, na kita, kung buhi ta, inibalik sa Ginoo, sa tumapatay, sila man ang unahon, right? Kita ang sunod. So, doon na yung great nga reunion sa mga katawan si Ginoo. So, yan lang tayo panlupa. Kung manlupa. So, kung makalupa saan. Kita, excited ko sa tinood lang, excited ko. Hindi na ko kapaabot ba? Lagi na kayo ng balor, balik na. Kapoy na, diba na? Say, 1 Peter 2:24. A substitutionary diapon and sacrifice sa tuwang Ginoo, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on that tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So his own self bear our sins in his own body. Ako di ko ka-imagine pila ka buong Christian sa tanan ng mga henerasyon. Generation to generation ng mga Christians, pila ka buong sila o ang lama sila, past, present, and future, mo'y didala ni Jesus dito sa cross. Can you imagine? Kanya, ditatakan ko dito, mauntay lang ko sumari, right? Ang kriminal, panalitan. Kriminal ka. Mali ang mga fires sa imuang sala na nahimo. Diba na? Napod ang sentensya after the name. So, naglansang nimo, tatakan siya nga paid na. Paid in full. So, how many volumes ka o books sa imuang mga sala? So, ikaw lang ang na-paid in full dito sa cross. And how many Christians is on sa tanan ng mga generations na gigala ni Kristo, lagi siyang lawas ang ilang mga sala. You cannot imagine. Pero, mahimo niya because He is God. Amen? He is God o mas igo pa igsoon sa kapaminaw o kuwang pagani. At tanan nato mga sala na nato kan Jesus gilansang, gibayaran niya ang tanan. In Hebrew, in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. This is under what gani? Christ became man's substitute. So, kini yung mga passages in so on. It's very precious. Magamit din ninyo sa inyong pag-witness sa gospel. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Diba, may son, kini nga mga passages, ako anong ibalik-balik basa. Tungod kay hindi kayo ikson. Tungkol mo ang mga passages na tumagamit sa itong pag-witness sa gospel. And here, it says, for Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Is that fair? The just man for the unjust man. He died for them, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. So, thirdly, so Christ bore the sins of many. Doon na sa Bible, doon na everyone. Doon na po sa Bible nga many. So, how do you reconcile the two? So, the universal and the particular. Sa inyong bias, inyong kanon, inyong tigbangon. In 1 John 3:5, it says, it's on 1 John 3:5, and you know that he was manifested. Kisa may gi-manifested it's on, kisa may gi-padayan, see? Kristo, to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Isaiah 53 verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and carried the burdens of humanity. Como para humanity general, right? He bear the sin of many. Many of us are. And made intercession for the transgressors. Kung alam ni natin, if we believe what the universalist or the generalist redemption is on, ilang ito one, Jesus died for every man. In the death of Jesus. Ako nang balik-balik ko because this is very important, right? I hope it's on na importante sa din para ninyo. So if Jesus died for every man, and his death is on, is a substitutionary, then all men will be saved. Right? But Christ, his death is on. Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. It sounds unfair, but it's fair for the Lord. He do whatever he pleases. Kung saan ka panimot, sige nyo, yan buhatan. And here, Jesus Christ became mediator between God and man. For the Roman Catholic, who kisa may lang ang mediator? Mary, why? What scripture did they use in Son for that theology as a backup? What passage of scripture? John chapter within in Cana. Dalawa. Awa, hangyo juga ni kuan Mary. Kasi ano, mayroon siya anak. Mayroon this Mary nga wala na sila wine. So, mayroon po siya sa mata buhata kung siya yung disulti. Doon ay mediator. Pero sa mag-disulti sa Bible, where can you find the scripture so that there is only one mediator between God and man? First, asa daw Calvin? Yan, hindi pa natin Calvin. Ginatak mo pakpak, pero pakpak lang para sa Dino. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Yes. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Kaba mo kini nga passage mo sa nagabitan sa natong mga nituo nga si Jesus tawara din ng Ginoo. Iglesia ni Cristo. Ingon man sila, oh, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, sa man. Ginoo siya, tao. Balik ko pa sa nabasa, the man, sa man. Tao, Ginoo. The man, Christ Jesus. Sama niyo pag naisang sasad. Ano ka-inject iso ang mata doktrina ba? Ingon mo, tinungod no? Tama lang dito siya. Ingon ba diha, man only? Wala. Mara ito ba? Dili only. Na, man rap, pero wala ito only. So, at ito iso sa Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Did God give his own a new covenant? Naghatag ba ang Ginoo og new covenant? Yes or no? Yes or no? Kadua ang mga isa. Ang Ginoo naghatag of new covenant, and the mediator of the new covenant is the Lord Jesus Christ. Mapito na wala tayo washing of pictures, offering of the animals and their bloods, ceremonial offering, rituals, and so on. Wala na taana because a new covenant ang yata sa Ginoo. Ang mediator, or because it's on si Jesus, siya ang fulfillment sa tanan. And Hebrews 9:15 also, the Ginoo said, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the new testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament. See, naman ganit first, for old covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Also in 1 John chapter 2 verse 1. And so on, how many of us believe that we have a defense attorney in heaven? How many of us believe? Isagit, ako kung mas bayad na akong kamot, ako po din yung isa. I believe that I have a defense attorney in heaven because of this passage. Whenever I get sin and so on, I have an advocate. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1, it says, my little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Unsa man ang word sa ka-advocate o sa kamanlalaban? To defend, right? So whenever we shall sin, Jesus will say so to the Father, Lord, I died for sin. Diba? Whenever RJ sin, supak siya mama, Jesus will say, Father, I died for his sins. I died for his sins. But it doesn't mean it's not that God gave us a license to sin. Amen? How can you live in sin if so you are already died in sin? So, patay naman talaga sa sala. Ano pakasala pa man ta? Ang tao na tinadanay na born again, hindi na siya magpagpadayo ng sin sa pagpakasala. And Jesus is the Lamb of God, right? John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, John said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. General na po. Who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus is the Lamb of God. I have scriptures here, so in the Grand Cairo. And kapila na, fifth, Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice. You know what is in the Old Testament? Wala kay kalipiyuhan o wala kapasiluhan si Musala apart sa sacrifice. There is always a sacrifice for you and for God is going to forgive your sins. There is always a sacrifice. So, ma-imagine na ito, nga nung, dili man makita na ang mga sala ng lupa dito sa cross. Sa dyan si Jesus namatay, right? Pumagbingon na, oh, saan na nalupad murag langgam? Kung saan na sila, mga sala. Napoy ng lupad ng murag mga pati, padoon sa mga tao. Saan na siya? Righteousness? Wala man. Pero nga nung doon na may pagtugot ison, aning bahina, sacrifice a bloodshed para sa sala. Para mapasaylo lang. Tungkol sa Ginoo. Ang Ginoo mo'y nagbuhat sa ingon. Tungkol kaya ang Ginoo mo'y nagbuhat sa ingon, siya ang nag-ordain of the destitute sa sacrifice ison for the forgiveness of sins. Then, mausap ang sa kaso ni Lord Jesus. Although wala makita ang mga sala na baliw, pero tumut sa iyang kabubutpon na si Jesus mahimong sacrifice for our sins, then may tapo ang kapasailuan sa sala. Kung pagpagbayad sa sala iso. Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice in John 15:13. Greater love has no man than this. Kung sa greater love iso, yung mga dako na kaya kung gugman mo dahi or doom sa mong bana, sa mong asawa. Pero ang dako nga gugma iso nga mao, ang sama, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But Jesus lay down his life for his for his Romans 8:7. For his enemies, for the sinners, right? So Jesus Christ died and laid down his life for his enemies, for the unjust. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Kini mo din ang kinako. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what? Rich. Spiritually, physically. So Jesus. Both. Right? Both. Both its own. For you know the grace, and grace that you know, dili yun nimo ma fully comprehend. Dili nimo masukod sa its own, and grace that you know. That though he was rich, yet for the sakes of his people, for your sakes, he became what?
Poor.
Tanaw ang kabaliktaran, its own. Sa ganun pa, kabaliktaran sa mga, sa pangyayari, di ba? Jesus, who was rich for your sins, he became poor. That you, through his poverty, might become rich. Amen? Dato si Jesus, it's all. Ginoo siya. Pero siya nagpakapubri para sa inyong kayuhan. Aron kamu pinagi sa iyang pagkapubri, kamu mahimong dato. Sana, materially? Spiritually. Ephesians chapter 1. Sana, God blessed us with what? How many blessings? Christians. Don't play amnesia. In Ephesians chapter 1, God bless us. How many blessings? Spiritual blessings is on. Some or every? What? Every. God bless us with every spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. Amen. Amen. It's on. God bless us with every spiritual blessings. Pila naman ka mga spiritual blessings yung ato may bawaan. Duha, tulo, upat, lima. Every. Wata kay bawa sa uban, it's on. Sir, panaganina ka sa Ginoo, gihatag na niya. Through Christ in the heavenly places. Galatians 1:4. It says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. So, kabubuton sa Ginoo na si Kristo, ito ang siya, mahimong halad para sa itong sala, to save us from this present evil age. And in Ephesians 5 verse 2, this is a command for every Christian. And walk in what? Love. The love there is not only fellow love, but agape love. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Titus chapter 2 verse 14. It says, Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. So sabihan si Jesus nagpakamatay alang ninyo, mga Edson, eyes here. Sabihan si Jesus nagpakamatay alang ninyo. Unsa man yung mga sala, ako rin di-ask sa discipleship, right? Unsa man sa mga sala, ito man nga napasailo. Past? Past, present, future, all iniquity, so on, na forgive, and purify unto himself a peculiar. Peculiar means special. You are special people to God, zealous of good works. Are you zealous for good works? Okay, man mo, pulana mo, sige mo, maayo. Wala na, namuyboy na. Pulana mo, sige, himog, maayo. Kamu na sa himog, maayo na ako. So, do you know what? The very plan of God. The very plan of God for us is when we are created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. God created us in Christ Jesus for good works. Kaya mga special people, kaya ito sa generation, zealous of good works. We cannot keep ourselves in doing good works. Dili na ito mapugungan itong kaugalingan for doing good works. Because God created us to do good works. Amen? Amen. So, do not be wary of doing good works. It's like sacrificing na ito itong bulsa. Don't worry, God will give you. God will use the same measure that you use to others. Hebrews 9:56. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world had he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And I have scriptures here in Son Amen. So, line up, suffered, Jesus suffered and died to redeem, the last one. In John 10:11, in John 10:10, some may be so silly na, please open your Bibles, in John 10:10. Ang kalainan sa enemy, ang Satan, kung Jesus, unsa? The thief does not come, or the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to this world and so on to give you a life. Eternal life, everlasting life. Life is so nga walay pagkaputol. In John 10:11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus is a good shepherd. John 12:23. And Jesus answered them saying, because doon na matanag ang Jesus, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Kasi may pag-uisor kung tayo Jesus, mabot ang panahon. How many times na yung di-predict na iyang kamatay? But do not purpose na iyang death. In John 12:24, Jesus said, verily, verily, in Greek it's on, Amen, Amen. I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. What's an illustration yung gigamit ni Jesus? Kanaliso ba? Panalitan sa mais. Isa kung sa lisuha, pwede mo yung tanong iso kung buhi. Maturo ba siya? Dili. Kanaan din siya mamatay? O kaya siya mamaturo? Umubunga o dagan. Si Jesus, ikinanan siyang mamatay so aron pa makabaton sa mga blessings na gihatag sa Ginoo diha niya. So si Jesus may nimo access sa mga blessings so hato na ang kong John 12:24 or no, in Romans 5:6, the last verse, Romans 5:6 down to 11 is on. I like to read this passage. For when we were still without strength, kita, sabihan na wala pa kita yung mga kusog, powerless, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Magkakupang-tana, sabihan na ipakamatyan mo sa Ginoo, kinsa man ka. Angayon ba ka? Matarong ba ka? Sige, ipapamatayan ka sa Ginoo. No. 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone will even dare to die. But, and I want to contrast his son. But God demonstrates His own love. Balik ko na po, the ultimate demonstration of God's love, his son. That's genetic. Love, sige, demonstrate. in that while you were still sinners, enemies of God, rebellious people, but Christ died for us. And much more than the Pope and the Son, having now been justified, di matarong pagil kita, pinagis yung lugo, we shall be saved, maluwas pagil kita, gikan sa kapungot sa ino. Maabot. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Kung saan pa ating son, but na himo matay enemy sa Ginoo. God is infinitely holy and we are unholy. God is just and we are unjust. God is perfect and we are imperfect. So there is no way to be reconciled. God hates sin and we are sinners. So yung samang tao, kung saan itabuhay sun na na-reconcile ta balik sa Ginoo, maduna na peace sa Ginoo og nato ni mga katawhan. Kinsa man nimo nga bridge of to life sa maong reconciliation? Death of Christ. His death on the cross itself. His death on the cross. In verse 11, and not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Tama, tama ko ninyo, kung patiently nga nag-absorb mo o nag-follow mo sa mga scriptures natin dito na ang karoon, na dumagaan ba yung gugma sa Ginoo? O na-discourage mo niya sa din nakabawa mo sa mga kanaturan? Kung giunsa mo, ako isang di ko, wala exact na term sa Cebuano para nako. Kung giunsa ko pag, kung giunsa ka pag kuha si Ginoo ba, sa na, wala di, kung giunsa, wala di exact na Cebuano term o word. Tungod sa dako, magugma sa Ginoo, dili nimo ma-explain yung gihimo nimo. Amen ba? Na-overwhelmed ba mo? So, na-overwhelmed ba mo sa mga scriptures na itong yatay? I hope it's on na nailahan ninyo pag-aayon ninyo ang Ginoo. Pinagyan ninyo. Kung okay, kung the more ninyo sa mailahan, the more ninyo siya higugma. The more ninyo siya mahigugma, it's on the more na makalagad ng niya. The more mo na magapalayo sa sala. We have witnesses, it's on makasala ta, doon tayo mga kuluyahan, doon tayo mga kasipyatan, but we have an advocate in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Bible says, usab ison, as our assurance of forgiveness in 1 John 1:9. Di ba? The Bible says, usab, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. The promise of God, if we confess our sins, He will forgive and purify. The Bible says in Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and even the book of Hebrews, it says, God will forgive and forget our sins. So kung i-forgive, kung i-forget na sa Ginoo atong sala, iya pa ba tayo man, oy, Jill, ato yung mga, hindi mo na akong kalibutan, dahil kung husay ato. Ngayon pa ba ang Ginoo? Iya pa ba ang hinduma na ato ang mga sala? No. He will forgive and forget our sins. Mga promise si Ginoo. So, imagine na ang mga promises on araw dili ka ma-discourage sa mga journey sa faith as a Christian. So, didirect na po ang Ginoo sa mga passages showing the fullness of Christ and the purpose of Christ and so on why He came into this world. The love of God may transcend, diba? Nato sa knowledge o sa wisdom ng iyong kalibutan na may transcend and so on, nilabaw ang gugma sa Ginoo. Dili mo siya ma-explain ang gugma. ipadayag sa puno sa Dios kung diyon sa taniya pagluwas. Diyon sa taniya itsoon paggugma o pagpangga. Gikantas kahugawan diyon sa kapaglimpyo sa Ginoo. Hangtod na sa future, hangtod na sa iyang pagbalik. Para lang sa man mabutang sa iyang pinarihan. So dili na ko makapaabot itsoon yung puyo kauban sa Ginoo. So kay mao nang adlaw like David nga yang i-desire in all sa iyang life and song magpuyo lagi siya kauban sa Ginoo, beholding the beauty of the Lord. So I hope mo sa ang pangandoy. Let us pray.